For more than 50 years, the world-famous brass section of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra has been led by Adolf Herseth. Tonight, he plays his final concert as principal trumpet. John Burge of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
It was the summer of 1948 when Chicago Symphony conductor Artur Rudzinski auditioned Adolf Herseth for his very first orchestral job. As soon as it was over, the conductor told him he was going to become the next principal trumpet of the world-famous orchestra. Today, Herseth, everybody calls him Bud, says his friends still tease him that he's never advanced.
Oh, yeah. All those years and you never got promoted to another position?
He's lucky to have kept the position at all. 4 years after he got the job, an automobile accident nearly ended his career. His face hit the steering wheel. His broken teeth cut through his lower lip. But 15 stitches, and just a few months later, Bud was back.
Things happen and you deal with it, that's all. It's something that had to be done, so it was done. Within a couple of months, I was playing the Bach Magnificat, so I figured, okay, it's going to be fine.
Well, not quite. Permanent nerve damage left his lip numb. He had to relearn how to play by repositioning the instrument on his mouth. Today, Herseth seems unfazed by such a traumatic experience. In fact, that unflappable attitude has characterized his entire career. Fritz Reiner learned that about Herseth early on. Reiner was a conductor with a cruel streak, famous for intimidating his players, singling them out to rehearse a difficult passage over and over. Herseth's trial came in Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra.
Rehearsal number 18. Comes to that spot, and so we play it. Everybody realized, after he'd gone back and repeated it once or twice, that he was just, see if he could make me finally flop. So about the seventh time, looking back at me, and I said, it's okay, I'm here till 12:30. At that point, he gave up.
Herseth has come under the scrutiny of a lot of great conductors. Now, if anything could make the musicians sweat, it'd be Mahler's Fifth Symphony. When the baton comes down, it's just trumpet.
You just play, that's all.
That's not to say that Herseth just reads the notes. Over the course of a half century, he's gotten to know the stories behind the music.
It represents a military funeral march, probably in Vienna, cobblestone street, raining. Put that in your head and, yeah, you'll play it different than if you think it's a bright sunny day on the golf course.
For Herseth, the greatest musicians are the ones that tell stories.
Harry James, I really loved listening to him. And I had a couple of old 78 records of a very famous cornet player named Herbert L. Clark. They're telling a story, that's what it's all about. Let me put it this way. The human voice is the greatest musical instrument there is, of course. And if I can make my trumpet come close to sounding like Frank Sinatra, another one of my real heroes, tell the story every time.
The Haydn Trumpet Concerto puts Bud Herseth out in front of the Chicago Symphony, but he never wanted a solo career. For Bud, it's better in the back row.
I have never experienced a trumpet concerto or solo piece that would compare with the collective feeling you get playing big-time orchestral repertoire. For me, that's it.
He also says playing the trumpet in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra is the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Henry Fogel is president of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Association.
I went to him and I said, you know, Bud, I have to tell you what really knocks me over is that little passage at the beginning of the Brahms last movement. And he immediately looked at me and hummed it and said to me, "Oh, I'm so glad you noticed it. It's one of my favorite passages in all of music." And that, to me, sort of summed up Bud. He's not about the brilliance and the flair, even though he has those qualities in his playing. He'd clearly rather play those three notes than play the Haydn trumpet concerto, because he is about the music, not about himself.
Herseth's personal life has been as consistent as his music making. He's lived in the same modest house for 52 years. He met his wife, Avis, in the trumpet section of fourth grade band in Bertha, Minnesota. She's the only girl he ever dated. They've been married 58 years. And after playing trumpet for 73 years, he even still loves to practice.
I practiced a half hour this morning before I left, going shop for lamb chops or whatever. Maybe marinate them a little bit and practice for another half hour. My wife and I, she's the world's best salad maker, so she does her salad while I stand by the stove.
And that's been Bud Herseth's life. That love and stability have given him 53 years in the orchestra when most first trumpet players are lucky to last for 20. Love and a little bit of fearlessness.
I get asked this every once in a while, you know, how do you deal with fear? All that stuff that must come when you got a tough piece to play. I said, if that's the way you are, you don't belong there.
Bud Herseth plays his final concert as principal trumpet with the Chicago Symphony tonight at the Ravinia Festival. He celebrates his 80th birthday next Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm John Burge.